Okay, attack, page 14, suicide. I guess I'll go with the friggin' surrender then. Surrender the stupid friggin' lone goblin bullshit. Okay. Damn it!
Plausible audible pauses. Time to hear some pap. Dave is here to talk about stuff you've never heard about. Probably for the best. Oh well, tough, what the fuck? Gonna rant about stuff. Plausible audible pauses.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to Plausible Audible Pauses. I've been on a bit of a hiatus recently, but unfortunately for those of you with a listening ear and a sense of morbid curiosity, I have returned to grace you with my opinions and insanities once more. No doubt some of you have been wondering what could possibly be so critical that it would interfere with these vitally important podcasts. Mistake! Frankly, I'm glad you asked, even if you didn't. Because the answer just happens to be the topic of today's segment, Theater of the Papsurd. Many of us know the universal constant that applies to almost any kind of writing one can do. Scholastic, professional, or recreational, they all have one thing in common. Writing is very hard. And to those of you who would challenge me on that point, I am prepared to call you lazy. Until you've sat staring at a computer screen or piece of paper, your eyes near bleeding and your hands reduced to arthritic claws, your mind burning with a sickening realization that due to one minor inconsistency, an entire piece needs hours, if not days, or even months of reworking, you don't understand what real writing is. In my second podcast, I insulted the crap out of Harry Potter, and I'm sure some of you would like to know what I would do differently. Or, if I'm so great, why I'm not some famed writer raking in cash and insulting the integrity of my own legion of cheering fans. Mostly, my writings have been restricted to Dungeons & Dragons campaigns, and pathetically veiled ripoffs of shit I saw in Japanese cartoons, apparently laboring under the idea that nobody would notice. By now, I've learned better. Now, when I rip shit off, it's unintentional, or at least properly cited. Which brings me to my latest creative project, a spontaneous little blog fic written in several paragraph installments on Facebook, a medium that would give me an audience without exposing the general public to my self-indulgent trite. The story is, appropriately enough, entitled Fanserve. I didn't actually name the thing until the story's finale, but the reason for the moniker should become clear pretty quick. The story begins with yours truly, going about my business in a world identical to this one, living out my life as per my usual daily routine. The narrative goes extremely over the top in emphasizing my mundane life and low self-image, bringing to mind my first rule of writing: let your protagonist begin on an even keel. It's easy to lose your audience if you can't identify with your main character, which they can't do if they start off too high or too low in their level of fortune.
I mean, look at me. Ain't got no job. My wife loves me. Bills piling up. I got child support payments. And I don't know if any word I just said is true. But I believe it.
This doesn't mean the character can't be disillusioned with their workaday life, just that if the character is pretty and popular with a billion fans, I don't care if they just moved into a new neighborhood or lost their parents or whatever. I just know that it would be far more believable for them to feel lost, alone, and miserable than they actually had any right to be. For example, Harry Potter immediately went from horribly abusive household to having literally everyone knowing his name and wanting to be his friend. Except for Lord Voldemort, but you get the picture. I know escapism is the point of the whole thing, but a change that drastic is jarring at best. Back to the story, though. My character is suddenly and needless to say unexpectedly visited by Washu Hakubi, the Chaos Goddess slash Universe's Greatest Genius for the Tenchi anime series. Yeah, I know it's lazy to write a story without my own established characters, but fuck you. This was a spontaneous work, Washu is hot, and in case you've forgotten, the story is called Fan Served. At least the world is mine, so I'm not completely within the realm of fanfiction.
They won't want to fight about it.
Anyway, Washu explains that an interdimensional being known as Lucifer has breached the world in which we live, and that I am the only one who can stop him.
Boy, that's one hell of an ego you've got.
Yeah, I know, but it's my story. Nobody's making you read it.
Read, nigga! Read! Ah!
Whatever. As it turns out, Lucifer, as well as his female lackeys known as the Emissaries, are planning on destroying the world and reaping its energy, particularly the metaphysical substances that comprise the human soul. However, it seems that either Lucifer or Washu have a screw loose, as Washu explains the Dark Invader's weapons of choice happen to be decks of collectible game cards, which they use to summon monsters and invoke spells. That's right, it's a card game narrative.
No! No! Enough already!
Calm down, jeez! After the obligatory initial disbelief and very little explanation as to why they'd choose an obscure nerd like myself to save the world...
You're strong, tough, and terrific?
Not really. The story proceeds in a fashion similar to your average anime OVA. Story Me confronts each of the emissaries, barely managing to score one Pyrrhic victory after another, as the cards drain the user's energy, and his opponents, used to such conditions, put up fearsome, confusing, deceptive, and in one case, almost lethal opposition. The final emissary's battle is followed by horrifying revelations regarding who the emissaries are, Lucifer's origins, and why Dave was selected for the task of saving the world. With Washu captured, the end of the world looming on the horizon, and a mid-20s nerd the only protection it has, can there be a happy resolution? It depends on which ending you read, I suppose. But on that note, my second rule of writing is, while he who climbs highest has the furthest to fall, the opposite is also true. The lower you find yourself, the higher you'll be able to climb. The only snag is surviving the journey. If you're interested in seeing how it all turned out, leave a comment on my podcast site, or look me up on Facebook, where the original draft of the thing is posted. While it's not my best work, it's a bare-bones interpretation of my ideal story build. It's also got a few nods to my other original works. So check it out if you've got some time and a strong stomach. In the meantime, I'll be returning you to your regularly scheduled smears and props. Unless someone murders me for the crime of writing such self-indulgent bullshit. Huh? Joe Pesci?
What the fuck is your problem?
What you say? That you only meant well, well, of course you did. What you say? That it's all for...
We're out of beta, we're releasing on time, so I'm glad I got burned. They go.